great. So one of the things that I'm sitting here wondering about is, when did you first meet Richard? I know there was certain reluctance about it on the part of the public defenders at first.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want anybody to see him. They kept him in cool storage.
Right, which is, you know, what counselors...
Yeah, they didn't want anybody to touch him. But I finally won him over, and then they gave me a letter, and I could start meeting him. It was during the trial.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was during the trial. I never got to see him before. On the other hand, you have to understand, we didn't know. We just didn't know. But we know now, all of us. And that's one of the key things. I'm amazed at how many people are sharp or even working in this field, even though during Richard's case, we were terribly dumb. And Chris and Pat thought they won the case. And I sat with him when the call for the verdict came in, and I mean, they went into shock. They certainly felt that what they did was enough. We can talk about that later if you want, about whether to put him on the stand and those things.
So they figured just by the jury kind of getting to know him that way that would sway them, I guess.
Well, when we get to that spot, you're going to find out that both Kooligan and Cosgrove really liked Richard.
Mm-hmm.
But he had no memory. They would tell him a lot of things in one day, and the next day he forgot them.
Yeah.
And he was very concrete. There were some things he latched onto, and this is kind of humorous, because he, in those days, in the prisons, you could have smoking, and he loved his pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Richard made a deal with the lawyers, and I made it, so I would go out and get Captain Black tobacco, which is what he liked. And I would bring it in, and I'd give it to the lawyers, and he'd come with an empty Captain Black packet. And so I was his supplier for pipe tobacco. Oh, man. He was more interested in his pipe tobacco than he was at the trial. He would sit there, and when he got to know me, he'd grimace at me like, this is crazy stuff. Sometimes he would sit there and rotate one finger over his, one thumb over the other, you know. He was utterly bored.
Yeah.
He did not know. They put him on the end of the council table when they should have put him in between. But they even didn't want him to mess up what they were doing. He would look at the ceiling. And even when Rosita Kramer was really slamming him about being a bad guy, it didn't even hit him.
Yeah, he didn't even assimilate.
No. And so there were these little things that happened that were kind of humorous. The other thing he would do is that they'd give him a lunch, a bologna sandwich or something from the jail when he went in. But he'd eat that early. And then the bailiffs would go out and get him McDonald's hamburgers and things like that. So, I mean,
well, that was really
on his concrete level, this is the way to live. It wasn't immoral. It was just that here was a chance to get a good dinner.
Jumping back to when you first met Richard, how did he respond to you at first?
Well, it was a little dicey. He didn't know me. I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't protecting anything. We got to be good friends when Captain Black Tobacco came in. That's when he thought I might be an all right guy.